inside the Cow Palace. It's just been 420. 420 just passed.
Yes, indeed.
But the lovely Lynette Shaw. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Russ. It's wonderful to see you.
It's wonderful to see you, too. And we have been talking since back in even in my normal days doing the podcast then.
Yes, indeed.
And you, of course, are one of the pioneers in the dispensary industry as it exists in California today.
Yeah, yes.
Give people a little background on how you were one of the pioneers.
Yes. Well, I met Jack Hare in 1990, actually, and all of a sudden I wasn't crazy. I was right. Marijuana was good. And he sent me to 1991 Hall of Flowers, where I met Dennis Perone, Dr. Todd McUrea, Lyndon G. And I helped Casper Leach and Michael M. with all those early videos, because I was video crazy at the time, media crazy. The big giant cameras and everything. Yeah, I was out there. Yeah. And that started me on this journey where I got hired into the first cannabis club in all history, with Dennis Perone's Compassion Club on Church Street. And then I opened up in Marin County because of the severe breast cancer and AIDS crisis in Marin County, where I'm from. My local hippie government, you know, of Fairfax, where a lot of the Grateful Dead family settled.
Sure.
Decided after we passed 215 in California, with 78% yes in Marin County and 85% yes in the town of Fairfax in Marin County, that they wanted to codify and come up with a social model license. So we invented the first licensed dispensary system in history in 1997.
Wow, just shortly after 215.
Shortly after 215 passed. I held the only license to sell pot for 8 years in the nation.
Wow.
Now, they didn't like that much, though. In 1998, six of us got sued by President Clinton and Janet Reno, but I was the only one that had an actual license, went gone through the municipal law process and stayed negotiated with the state of California, was exempted from sales tax at the time, and all this stuff. It was a big deal. So I had the right to appeal. So I appealed this lawsuit, which ended up in a civil injunction. We appealed it because we discovered that when you're in civil court, you cannot be raided in criminal charges because of double jeopardy of the Constitution.
Right.
So as long as we kept that civil lawsuit alive, they could not raid us. So we stayed stayed open for 15 years with this thing dangling over my head and the whole thing. We proved the licensed dispensary system with regulations, with oversight, and transparency financially and security for the medical records. It all worked. And so I'm the founding mother.
There you go. So in this time that you're fighting a civil suit, meanwhile the rest of the industry is starting to churn up.
For a while everybody got raided except for me, and we couldn't figure out why, but I was in litigation.
Yes.
Everybody got raided from 97, 98, 99, 2000, you know, for years and years and years, raids, and no one did licenses. I had the only license. But we had peace there. We had marijuana peace. And it worked. We had thousands of people come through those little doors,
sure.
You know. So after all this time, I even campaigned for Obama. I met his sister during the first campaign, and she swore that her brother would stand behind medical marijuana and the dispensary system. So I thought we were safe. Yay, okay. In 2011, they attacked me. The IRS took away all my tax deductions after 15 years. The DOJ sent a federal treasury agent to the Bank of America next door and threatened to lose their license unless they got rid of me. I was audited. I was torn apart. And then they took my landlord's land because they could not figure out how to close me by civil suing me because I had this license. But they took my landlord's land, the only such action in the nation where a licensed dispensary with a sterling reputation audited constantly, where the landlord actually lost his property. And he was the only such landlord that did lose his property, and eventually he did get it back, but he had to sign off on it and swear to never rent to me ever again, not sue the government or whatever, just give me my, you know, poor guy. So we filed a lawsuit on June 9th. This has been 3.5 years. The feds were following me so much, I disappeared to LA, and that was good. I did music, and I found a boyfriend. For the first time in a long time. He's a wild one. I can imagine that. Only like the big fishes. He's a big fish. Uh-huh. You know? But So that was good, but I didn't, no one wanted to work with me because I, you know, the feds were, fucked me up, totally ruined everything they could possibly could, and I owed millions of dollars, right? So I have been able to work, you know, I've been able to do little volunteer things here and there, but we filed a lawsuit on June 9th, and we served the U.S. attorney, the one who came after me first, and the judge. And we asked them to dissolve the civil injunction because I need to go back to work.
Yeah, and the civil injunction is them saying you can't work in the marijuana field.
Ever again for the rest of my life anywhere in the nation.
Yeah, and people hearing that, they're going, well, now come on. But like Alex Whitefoot in South Dakota, he's the hemp farmer there with the Obama suit.
Yes.
And he's under a similar deal.
Right.
They're looking at legalizing industrial hemp in South Dakota, and there's one person who can't get involved, and it's him.
Yes.
Yes, these things really happened.
Yes, it really happened, and it happened to me first, and it worked. They crushed me, and I'm the founding mother, you know. But they only crushed one woman. It didn't stop anything except me.
I know, look around.
Yeah, and so I feel like this is my God, this is my legacy. These are my godchildren, you know. Every dispensary is my godchild, you know. And I'm very proud of that. And the town of Fairfax sent a formal letter to the feds asking them to release me and to allow me to reopen in Fairfax. So I got two letters of commendation from a board of supervisors, two different, Supervisor Rice and Supervisor Arnold sent me letters of commendation for my case.
Yeah.
So it's pretty strong, plus they don't have any money to prosecute. And they took away my Social Security savings of my lifetime, to boot. So what else do they want?
Yeah. Don't ask.
You know.
Wow.
I never had kids, so you can't take that. You know.
It seems so odd that you're in a city that's on your side, a county that's only for in a state that passed it and had it for 18 or so years.
Yes.
But Washington, D.C. doesn't like it. So
yeah.
They got to come across country.
They had to come beat me up for 15 years. But and also, I did have an escape valve. I was approached by the DOJ agent, the DEA agent, and the IRS agent, because if I had just simply given up everybody's names, addresses, and garden locations, they would have gone easy on me.
Oh, I see.
Many times they pressure me. Many, many times.
Sure.
You know, so obviously, I gave up everything instead. So, these are all my godchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a smile on your face.
Well, they might let me go, you know.
Are you still under any threat of being jailed?
If I tried to open up a dispensary or work for someone's dispensary on a payroll or act as a consultant where they could, and I get a paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm flagged. My Social Security number is flagged.
Sure.
You know.
You're on the no-fly list.
Oh Lord! Ever.
No hire list.
And I'm too young to reach. I'm not old enough to.
But this wouldn't stop you. Getting a cubicle job or pumping gas.
They're 100% garnishment of any wages.
Oh well, so then there's.
And 100% garnishment of any bank accounts. no one else has gotten this, so it's unconstitutional. What happened to me shouldn't have happened to me or anyone else, but it only happened to me because I invented the licensed dispensary system with regulations that worked.
So, fighting?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Working on this?
Yes, bless their hearts. They've been doing it. We have no money. But we opened up a GoFundMe thing. Can I say this here? Oh, good.
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
Okay, www.gofundme.com/ Reopen MAM, which is the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana.
See, I just did an interview with WAM, and now it's MAM.
WAM, yeah.
Because
MAM, then WAM.
Equal opportunity, men, women, MAM, WAM, BAM.
Well, that's true. It's the women who've done all the heavy lifting, you're telling me?
Well, okay. No argument here. I'm in this job right now, thanks to strong female leadership.
Excellent. Well, you know, you're my friend, and I've always loved you, and I think you do wonderful work, and
I
thanks for
it.
Supporting me, you know.
I support you any way I can. If I had a salary to pay, you could work for a radio guy. That wouldn't be marijuana.
That's true.
If it's 420 radio with a pot leaf on it.
Oh, that could be trouble. You see?
See how it ends?
So, 2 more weeks. Actually, we're recording this on the 20th of June.
Yes.
Right. So, July 9th, we're going to have, they must respond in some way. They could cut me loose or say, let's go. So, Monday, July 13th, we're having a press conference for the reveal.
All right.
As we'll know exactly what's going on. And I think what happens to me, as always happens to everybody else. So, if they let me go, I think that's a good sign.
Send the press release my way.
Absolutely.
Sure. It's on the Monday news.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, this is, it's
so,
really important.
2016, moving toward legalization. Can you be involved in activism? Can you be involved in getting signatures?
I'll know soon.
Yeah, I mean, is that something?
I'll know soon.
Yeah.
I did the first interview with you in Denver.
Right.
That was my first interview in 3 years, was with you. Because the feds were on my ass. They followed me all the way to Bakersfield, where the 4th District stops, you know, 9th stops and 4th starts.
Okay.
Different circuit.
Okay.
That's why I was able to flee to Los Angeles and just disappear.
Wow.
You know? I had to. I couldn't take anymore. And I lost everything and rented out my house and left. Because they were sitting outside my house for months after they took my club. But I was never arrested.
No.
No.
Just watched. Pestered, hounded, bankrupted.
Yeah. You know. Well, that's why I started a rock and roll band.
Oh, so okay.
Now this is probably why I'm smiling so much, other than the fact that I do have a nice boyfriend that I like.
Yes. What does he play?
He is actually a rap star.
Okay.
And that's all I can say.
Fine.
But I'm a blues singer, and I do rock and roll. In fact, which I don't know if I told you about it.
I think you did because we both had a similar.
Right. I'm John Belushi's long-lost protege and former member of the Blues Brothers band for 3 months.
Okay.
He died 5 days before my contract with Atlantic.
Oh.
And I was in my early 20s, and I ran off from Hollywood and walked away from rock and roll because I was so brokenhearted I couldn't... I mean, I was on the magic carpet with the best band in the world, and I'm a hell of a singer. And then John fucking dies...
Yeah.
And all hell, and no one wants to hear the blues anymore, and my gig is gone, and everything's all to hell. So I went back to college and studied classical music and jazz instead, and gave up rock and roll.
Okay.
But I'm still a hell of a singer. And I got involved with this. I was very depressed by this and a lot of the things that happened. So I found the medical marijuana movement and got myself involved in that rather than my professional career, which would have been a big, big, big job, you know, touring the world with these big bands and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So because I didn't burn out, I still have a world-class voice, and I feel like singing, and I have a lot of time on my hands since I'm unemployable.
And what you've been through.
Yeah.
Severe blues cred.
Yeah. I got blues cred for real.
Oh, I'm so sad. We believe
it. Damn, they were after me too, yeah. I have this really funny song called Run, Blues Zeta, Run.
Yeah.
Hard to hit a moving target.
Yeah.
But I'm back, and I got this really cool little band. We're playing a free concert in Berkeley on July 11th at Martin Luther King Park for marijuana legalization rally, of course. And I've been playing around Marin, just warming up, because ain't nobody heard a voice like Blue Zeta's, and it's real good.
What's the name of the band?
Blue Zeta Band. Yeah, because I'm Blue Zeta Blues. Actually, I was slated to be baby sister Blue Zeta Blues of the Blues.
Jake, Blues.
Yeah, Jolia Jake's baby sister.
Yeah, I think that it got a whole lot better than Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah. Well, I would like to think so. Especially since they're going to record some of my original music with the band, with Jerry Wexler producing.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal.
I grew up listening to that music, and John Belushi was like a childhood idol of mine, which really, looking back, 7-year-olds should not idolize John Belushi.
True.
But
he was a bad boy.
Give you some idea.
He was funny. He was brilliant. He was kind. He knew every single thing that was going on in the room. He could drop in and out of character, but he preferred to stay deep in character.
Yeah.
And he told me he thought I was one of the best singers in the world and was honored to have discovered me. You know? And then I couldn't sing. You know? So now I feel like singing. It's only been 30 years.
Why not?
Yeah. And I definitely got my blues cred, like you say.
No,
So Bluesetta Band, we're starting to play around a little bit here, and I've had other versions of other bands, like do Hemp Fest and stuff like that, but this is I'm over the top now, you know. And just Yeah, okay. Yeah, my new drummer, Jake, is badass. He's got a recording studio and everything.
Yeah.
And so also, if you come into Marin County, we've got a wonderful recording studio available anytime.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So this is good.
Lynette Shaw, one of the pioneers, MAM.
Yeah, Marin Alliance. Reopened MAM, M-A-M-M, Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana.
Very good.
And it's been an honor just, you know, working with you and knowing that you're there, man.
Well, the honor's all mine. You're the one.
Everybody, think good thoughts. Just think good thoughts. Yeah. And hey, they're gonna let me go. They don't want to beat me up anymore in public. Yeah, they're gonna let me go.
There's an election coming.
Yeah.
So let's not go.
You know, free the witch. Quit. Stop burning the witch. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. You're welcome.